Hello and welcome to TWATS, the Theatre Workers and Technical Staff Podcast. It's the podcast in which I talk to people who work backstage within the technical theatre industry about how they got in, their experiences and any advice they can give to anybody trying to get in. This is episode 12 of season 2, the final episode of season 2, and what a season it's been. I really enjoyed doing this with everybody and I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Thank you for the continued downloads and thank you for the continued emails and suggestions we've been getting. They've all been taken into consideration, so thank you for that. If you want to email us, it's twatspod@hotmail.com. If you want to follow us on TikTok or on Instagram or on Facebook, they're all twatspodcast. So without further ado, let's get on to our final guest of the season. I'm with my guest at this time. If you'd like to introduce yourself and tell me what your current job title is.
Hi, I'm Faye Michelle Jari and I'm currently the head of wardrobe on Book of Mormon.
Excellent. And how did you get into theatre?
I trained as a performer. So I trained in musical theatre.
Didn't we all?
Yeah, many moons ago. And worked for a bit. And then resting one day, I was very bored doing some promo work. And someone said, we really need a dresser on this production of Cyberjam at the Queen's Theatre on Shaftesbury Avenue. And the rest is history. I went in, loved it, and then just got recommended to the next show that was coming in, which was an RSC production. And then I just ended up working my way up the ranks, realised I wasn't enjoying performing anymore, and I basically learnt on the job and had, and each wardrobe mistress would teach me and I'd learn and go away and do my own thing and learn on each job. So I had an apprenticeship, really.
Excellent. Cyberjam.
Yeah, that was an American production. It was really fun. It was like this really strange performance where they're all playing an instrument, but they're all dancing. There was insane quick changes. Still one of the quickest quick changes I've done, but really fun. It was an experience. I'm properly thrown in the deep end. I was like, in your dressing tonight. And I'd never done it before, but obviously being a performer, I knew what it was entailing.
Yeah,
and it was fun to then work on a different side of the business.
Excellent. So you train in musical theatre, but not in the wardrobe side of it, in mm-hmm. the performance side
yeah.
of it. Excellent. So, and your first job was Cyberjam. Give us a list of any other jobs you've had from Cyberjam to now. Maybe not all of them if you don't want to, but...
Yes, that I went on to the RSC's Taming of the Shrew and Tamer Tamed, which then led on to Imogen Stubbs and... Trevor Nunn's production of We Happy Few, which is a play that Imogen Stubbs had written, which was very long, but it was fun. That was an experience, and then I was deputy on that, and then I went into deputy on The Big Life, and I was still doing the odd audition and sort of was being pulled across to perform at the New London doing Joseph at the same time. So my poor head of wardrobe would get a call saying, we need Faye across at the New London today. So I'd have to go and get my dance shoes, go across and do that. And then I stayed with that head of wardrobe for a few shows, and we were doing Fiddler on the Roof at the Savoy. And she was then leaving. We were coming up to about the end of the year. She was leaving to do a different job, and the production company asked me if I'd step up, and I thought, well, this is a good opportunity to see, actually, let me commit to it, see if I do like it, because I was a bit like, oh gosh, I'm not really sure. And then a year later, I was on my second show and hadn't thought about performing and thought, actually, this is what I'm really enjoying and I'm loving it now. So Fiddler on the Roof. I did Fiddler on the Roof? What came after that? God, I can't even remember now. It's so long ago. But I did a few musicals and then went through a spate of doing a lot of plays, which I really enjoyed. And they're always shorter because you do, 3-4 months maybe, and then you're on to the next thing. And what I enjoyed about that is everything was always a different time period. So I would learn on each show. I'd be learning, different costumes, different fabrics, how to look after stuff, different ways of coming up with quick changes. And then I had a little break when I had my first child, and then ended up coming back into big musicals again. So I came back and did Gypsy with Imelda Staunton. I did Guys and Dolls at the Phoenix. I did Waitress. And I took a little break and I went to Eton, and I was the head of costume there.
The school Eton.
The school Eton, yeah. Like working in Harry Potter world. so that was great. I mean, they're really lucky. They've got a full theatre there. And they basically have a team of professionals who put on shows for them, and I was teaching boys how to run a wardrobe department, and it was brilliant, and I really, really loved it. It was great. But then post-pandemic, I decided I wanted to come back into the professional world, and I saw that this current job at the head of wardrobe of Mormon was up, and I thought, oh, I'm going to throw my hat into the ring for that. And I'd worked with Jan, the supervisor, on Jerry Springer, and completely forgot that she was actually the supervisor on this. And so that was quite exciting. So I thought, oh, I think I might stand a chance of getting this job then. And yeah, and so I've been here since post-COVID now, so into the third year, and talking about cast change for year four.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And of course, you and I worked together very, very briefly 16 years ago on Zorro.
Zorro, that was it. Oh, gosh, yes.
Which,
oh, wow, yeah.
I didn't even know until you told me the other day, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. You wow. forget, don't you, after like 20-odd years, like, try to remember all the shows.
Yes. It's quite interesting what you were saying about plays, because obviously plays and musicals are completely different. Mm. But because you're doing shorter contracts, you are learning a lot more because you're doing different shows.
Yeah.
It's quite similar to touring in the fact that you have to learn on the job. You have to learn how things work, how to fix things. And plays aren't necessarily well funded either all the time. So you have to work, you learn your workarounds, as it were, which is quite an interesting thing. Now, I spoke to Harriet, obviously, in the first season of this, and I've spoken to a couple of wardrobe people. You find that wardrobe is quintessentially a female side of the industry. Why do you think that is? Just throw you in the deep end on that one.
Yeah, well, it probably boils back to, you know, sewing's a woman's job, isn't it? And that's sort of that outlook on the 1950s housewife just sitting at home and sewing. And that, you know, and you still find that now, that people just think things can happen really quickly and you can fix things and can you just quickly do that? Well, it's not quickly, or you're expected to do wigs as well as wardrobe, which has happened to be on a job before, where on tour, and I turn up and look and know there's no wig and no wiggy employed, and then you've got, she's definitely wearing a wig, calling the production. No, there's no wigs on the show. Well, I'm looking at a wig for sure, and suddenly you're having to look after a wig. Whereas if you were in lighting, they would not say, oh, can you just quickly pop over and do the sound? Whereas there seems to be this very strange thing with wigs and wardrobe where
they're almost tied in together.
They're interchangeable, and they're two completely different skill sets.
Yes, that's quite interesting. Do you think it's changing at all? Do you think there's more of a balance coming along, or does it just seem like it's still predominantly a female side?
There are a few men, but I always find that it's nice to have a balance of men and women in a team as well.
Yes.
But I do find we struggle to employ men because there aren't as many there to be interviewed. You know, you might get a handful.
Yeah.
And, you know, five of those CVs might be, you know, and then you've got 55 for women.
Yeah.
But also then I think does it come down to pay? Because, you know, generally wardrobe department are not paid as well as lighting and sound. And for some reason, you know, the HODs and the deputies are not on the same level for some reason. So that's a battle which is, you know,
it's constantly ongoing.
Where you're sort of more undervalued than the lighting and sound. Whereas if they're not in the costumes and they're not on stage, you've got a pretty big problem.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
So that side of it doesn't seem to me that it's changed at all yet, but the fight is ongoing.
We should keep trying. Have you ever come across any issues in the industry, naming no names, of you feel people have held you back at all, or prevented you from getting jobs in any way?
No, I don't. I can't think of anything like that, actually.
Good.
I think I've been quite lucky.
Good answer. What are the pros and cons of the industry?
The pros. If you're in theatre, you're in it because you enjoy it. It's very much vocational, and you know, people generally tend to, you know, you have a lot of fun backstage. It's a very personable industry to be in, and you get that instant recognition of your work every night. There's, you know, hopefully there's always an audience clapping and responding, which is, you know, which is always really nice. And you're producing something whole every day. And, you know, no work day is ever the same for us, especially in wardrobe. It's, you know, yes, you're always coming in and doing maintenance, but one day you can be fixing a wart onto a monster's nose, and the next day you're hemming a pair of trousers. So it's always a really
painting
lovely...
bullets. You were
painting bullets, yeah, all sorts. And you never know where your job can take you. I've been to South Africa on a show before.
You've been eaten.
I've been eaten. Yeah, you can literally. You'd never know, and I think that's the beauty of it. You're never static in one area. Yes, you have the downside of it is that stability you don't have within theatre, but then I think it probably attracts people who don't want that type of working life.
Yes.
Anyway, you like to be able to, okay, that's the end of that contract, let's move on and go and do something completely different. But yes, the downside of that is the lack of stability and the, you know, the evenings. It's not great for family life at
yes,
all
theater. Hours is one that a lot of people say.
And especially now the introduction with Sunday shows, and a lot of places are doing that. And if you have and not even if you just have a family, but, you know, if you want to see people who don't work in theatre and you do Saturday and Sunday shows, when do you see people? Because no one's going out on a Tuesday night.
Absolutely. Also, Sunday shows brings up religious connotation as well, which is a whole other discussion. It's interesting when you say the... stability. I don't think anyone's brought that up before. There is a stability issue.
Yeah.
Although I think the West End now, there are a lot more long-running shows than there have been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a potential stability. You never know whether you're going to get that call onto stage for your show to be pulled. So that is quite interesting.
And particularly post-COVID.
Absolutely.
It was a worry for a lot of people. And one of the reasons why I interviewed for this job, because I thought, well, it's a long running show, and actually I was thinking, you know, when you have a mortgage and you have children, you think that's my outlook is definitely different now to jobs that I would have gone for when I was, you know, in my 20s, for sure.
Absolutely. What would you say is a common misconception from anybody wanting to get in the industry? What do they think it might be that it actually isn't?
I think people always think it's very glamorous.
Yes.
And it's definitely...
Absolutely glamour.
Especially wardrobe. I mean, you have your parties, opening nights, and that can be glamorous, but your day-to-day life isn't glamorous. Yes, it can be fun, but it's not glamorous.
Yes.
Not in wardrobe.
Absolutely. What advice can you give to anybody trying to get in?
Work hard. If you're dropping off CVs, call ahead. Especially if it's a show that's already running, it's really easy to call a stage door, find out who the head of the department is, and write your CV to that person. Personally, I find it really annoying getting CVs through that just say, "Dear Sir, Madam," and they tend to go to the bottom of a pile.
Yes.
And that's my one big thing. And to just contact people constantly, because there is always times where suddenly we really need someone, a dep or someone to come in and help with the show, and someone just happens to have contacted or sent them a CV that day, and you get it and you will call them. So there is quite a bit of luck involved, timing.
Yes, but just be persistent.
Yeah.
Persistent.
Yeah.
Lovely. And that's everything I've got for you.
Lovely.
Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Bram.
Thank you. A big thank you to Faye for that one. That was a really fun finals episode. I really enjoyed that one. Enjoyed talking to her about that. Thank you to everybody who's been involved this season. It's been really great. Thank you to Booney, Kerris, Nikki, Sam, Janie, Dan, Kerris, Jeff, Michael, Erica, Bill, and of course Faye. Really, really enjoyed talking to these people. Really enjoy doing this for everybody who listens. I hope you all enjoy it. Click like and subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody who you think might be interested in theatre, and anybody who's not interested in theatre, because it might make them interested in theatre. Thank you again. If you want to send us an email, it's twatspod@hotmail.com. It's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok are all Twats Podcast. Give us a follow, and keep listening, keep those downloads coming, keep telling everybody. The more we get this out there, the more it can help people who are trying to get in, and hopefully it's quite entertaining to you all. So thank you for that, and that's the end of season 2, and I'll be back with season 3 quite soon, maybe in a couple of months. So until then, thank you and bye.